This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block. It has not been a good year so far for the movie industry. Just a few weeks ago, box office totals were down nearly 20% compared to last year. But now enter sequels, and more 3D. That's the formula the industry is using in hopes of getting back on track. Already this spring, it has brought us more pirates, more kung fu fighting pandas, more hungover wedding guests. And now our critic Bob Mondello has a preview of the other retreads and the hidden treasures coming our way this summer.
Get ready for part twos, threes, and fours everywhere you look, even a part eight for teen wizard Harry Potter's final showdown with Lord Voldemort.
He's after you, Mr. Potter. I'm afraid you really don't stand a chance.
Well, I suppose I'll have to kill him before he finds me, then.
This last segment of The Deathly Hallows is the first 3D Harry Potter film, a little extra inducement for the crowd that's grown up with these movies. Literally grown up, since the third graders who saw the first film when it came out are in college now. And other sequels are aiming not just at them, but at their baby boomer parents, at least judging from the voices you hear in ads and trailers. In X-Men First Class, for instance,
"One path we shall never choose. And that is the path of surrender."
That's right, JFK. This is an X-Men prequel set in the 1960s with mutant teens.
You ready for this?
Let's find out.
And while the X-Men are dealing with the Cuban Missile Crisis, Walter Cronkite is covering a first moon landing that turns out to have been a second moon landing.
"We now have had confirmation of loss of signal from Apollo 11.
Because the bots got there first. Transformers, Dark Side of the Moon.
You cannot believe what we're seeing.
We are not alone after all, are we?
No, sir. We are not alone."
While the Transformers and X-Men series reference the 60s, World War II will be the setting for a non-sequel superhero, Captain America, the First Avenger, about a scrawny doughboy turned perfect soldier by an experimental serum. All very retro. As is Rise of the Planet of the Apes, a prequel that tells us how the apes took over, something to do with another serum, and an animal experiment that gets out of control.
"The drug has radically boosted brain functioning.
You mean increased intelligence?
You have no idea what you're dealing with.
They're not people, you know."
While the apes get in touch with their inner revolutionaries, on other screens, humans will get in touch with each other in summer romances. Justin Timberlake and Mila Kunis decide they want an affair, not love, in Friends with Benefits. Two soulmates, played by Anne Hathaway and Jim Sturgis, decide they will only get together once a year on the anniversary of their one-night stand in One Day. And Tom Hanks falls for his community college professor, Julia Roberts, in Larry Crown.
"Each of you will tell us how to do something you already know how to do.
How to prepare French toast.
Next."
Judging just from the titles of other summer comedies, you'd swear Hollywood had decided to accentuate the negative. There are farces called Bad Teacher, Horrible Bosses, Our Idiot Brother, and Crazy Stupid Love. This last one featuring Steve Carell is a divorced guy who asks a ladies' man for dating advice. He's told he needs to spruce up, and on a visit to the mall, they start with his shoes.
"These are my 407s.
"Oh, they're 407s. Can I see them?"
"Yep. These offer a lot of support."
"Whoa,
come on!
What are you, in a fraternity?
Are you insane?
Are you in a fraternity?
You could have hit somebody.
Are
what
you?
Was that? No."
"Oh, okay. Well, in that case, you got no right to wear New Balance sneakers ever."
Laughs can also be found in some decidedly offbeat dramedies. The Help finds humor in the upending of the old assumptions in 60s race relations. And Beginners stars Ewan McGregor as an artist who's surprised to discover that his father, at 75, is coming out of the closet. Dad's played by Christopher Plummer.
"Hello?
Oliver?
Yeah.
They had some wonderfully loud music in the club tonight." "What kind of music's that?"
"Probably house music."
"Yeah. House music? Okay.
Did you meet anyone?"
"Yeah?
Did you meet anyone?"
"No. Young gay men don't go for older gay men. You have it easy."
If Beginners has an unusual premise, it's not half as strange as the one comedian Steve Coogan and Rob Brydon dreamed up for The Trip. They trek from British town to British town, dining at fine country inns, while getting on each other's nerves by doing impressions.
I've not heard your Michael Caine, but I assume it would be something along the lines of,
my name's Michael Caine.
You were so wrong. Michael Caine used to talk like this.
It's not quite nasal enough the way you're doing it.
When it gets loudly, it gets very loud indeed.
And you don't do the broken voice.
But it gets very emotional.
Meanwhile, the voice of the real Michael Caine will be heard in the summer sequel that kids have been waiting for, Cars 2.
These Americans are clearly master spies.
Oh, you've got to be joking.
Also for kids, a new cartoon adventure of Winnie the Pooh, Jim Carrey in a live-action adaptation of the children's book Mr. Popper's Penguins, and in digital 3D, The Smurfs.
We're being attacked! Do not be fooled by their cuteness!
They're friendly.
That's right, you pasty giant.
There are movies for more serious filmgoers, documentaries like Page One, which chronicles a difficult year at the New York Times, and Project Nim, the story of a chimp raised as if it were a human child. Foreign films like Point Blank, a French thriller that mixes nonstop action with a bit of social commentary, and American dramas dealing with social issues. Beautiful Boy, about the parents of a Columbine-style killer. The Whistleblower, about human trafficking in Eastern Europe. And A Better Life, about the teenage U.S.-born son of an undocumented alien. I've saved the other kind of alien for last. Super 8 is about kids who accidentally film something the government doesn't want them to see.
Come on, they're coming! Get in the car!
That's insane!
That train could have killed us.
We're not saying anything to anyone. No one's gonna know we were there.
Super 8 comes from director J.J. Abrams and is just one of several pictures about aliens this summer. It couldn't be more different from an intriguing low-budget drama called Another Earth. In that one, a voyage to a world just like ours offers escape for a young woman in the aftermath of a tragic car crash. And the most unlikely concoction of the summer?
I need that weapon. It's the only thing that counts.
Is pretty much summed up by its title. Cowboys and Aliens.
Maria!
They're coming back!
Summer movies don't get any more high concept, and they're saving this one for the very end of July so that it can play straight through Labor Day. I'm Bob Mondello.
Our program is directed by Greg Dixon, edited by Allison McAdam, and produced by Neil Carruth. The technical director is Stu Rushfield. The engineering supervisor is Dennis Herndon. The production staff working on this Memorial Day holiday: Jonathan Baer, Franklin Cater, Rob Ballinger, Gabe O'Connor, Theo Balcom, Bracton Booker, Viet Le, Justine Kennan, and Tom Dreisbach. Our executive producer is Christopher Turpin. I'm Melissa Block. We're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.